Hi, this is Ken. I'm just letting you know this is a bumper that I'm putting on front of a episode that I recorded last Thursday, I think the August 15th. I am trying to get back in the groove here, but I wanted to put this on the front because otherwise it's going to say August 15th and everybody's going to be like, where did that come from? So I'm just putting this little bumper on the front. Everything is relatively okay. It's just been a long month, and I am trying though to start back today. I'm planning on recording another episode as soon as I get the bumper concatenated or prefixed or whatever you want to call it to the earlier episode, and then I'm going to create an episode for today, which is Wednesday, August 21st. So hopefully there will be, in a sense, two today. One of them is going to be this older one, and one of them is going to be one for August 21st. So, hope everybody's well, and here comes my episode from last week. See ya. Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for Thursday, August 15th, 2024, and part of the 2024 Dog Days of Podcasting. Even though I have been gone for over a week. Today is actually the Thursday, which is life. How is it going last week? So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Not trying to make it a focus. It was just kind of sucked. And I wasn't in the groove of podcasting yet. I didn't have my habits in place. So this is a lot earlier in the day than historically I would have tried to resolve this. But anyway, first off, I wanted to do, and I'm missing some at this point, but let me look. I have one other place I might keep those. I know. Oh, there is one that's important, actually. I wanted to do some follow-up to people. I've been listening. I'm a little bit behind, like a day or so, I think, at this point. But I've been listening. I haven't been ignoring things. It just didn't go well. So let's see. What do we got here? Oh, first of all, it was Paul. Gosh, it was way back. It was probably my last, around the time of my last post, which is like the fifth or sixth, something like that. We were talking about the little known sports at the Olympics, and I appreciated the thoughts about curling, and what I should have, both table tennis and, okay, badminton. There's another word for badminton, or another name for badminton, I think. Shuttlecock. Well, that's the thing, the shuttlecock. But I should have watched both of those, and I'm hoping that Peacock is going to be able to, because it's past the end of the Olympics now, but maybe Peacock, I haven't even looked yet, but I'm hoping they'll be able to keep some of that video up for even if it's just a couple weeks. Because in particular, badminton, the fact that badminton is an Olympic sport is, or an Olympic event, if you want to call it that, is crazy time. I'm assuming it still is. I haven't even looked yet. But I know table tennis is because I've heard people talk about it. And I love like ping pong. Back in high school, I wasn't good. I mean, I was like high school okay, bordering on good, but still, like, dropping back from the table and having to pop something over with some spin on it. That is good times right there. So fun. Another one was, and I don't remember whose podcast this was on, but somebody asked something about, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was like iconic AV. In my head, it was like iconic. Right now, it's like iconic 80s movies or something. There was something more to it, but I don't remember. But at the time, I thought of one of my, like, believe it or not, longtime favorite movies is They Live. And then someone responded. I think it might have been Man Marv. I'm not sure. It could have been somebody else. If so, I'm sorry. With They Live. I love that movie. That comes, there's the iconic phrase, I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum. I don't use it as like, I don't tell it to people, but that phrase goes through my head a lot. I'm just like, it's time to go, folks. So I very much agreed with that they live whatever the situation that we were putting it in. I'm a very big agreement that they live was a, I mean, it's terrible, but it's great, movie. Got a couple for Crazy Joe. Haven't seen Fly. I haven't even seen Deadpool Wolverine, and I am desperately trying to avoid. You got nobody on here that and yes, I just am assuming that I'm only speaking to the Dog Days people and like a handful of other weirdos in the universe. But yeah, I realize nobody's putting out spoilers, but there's spoilers all over the place, and some of them I don't care about, which people are in cameos and stuff like that. Okay, whatever. But still, kind of want to do walk into the movie on my own. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm in agreement with you, Joe. It's there's part of the issues are with the actor, and you just have to separate that out of what you're thinking about the movie itself, and even the actor's portrayal in the movie. You have to separate all that out. And I've kind of been looking forward to it. I had Max for a long time. We'll talk about this later. And I didn't have it before, so I haven't been able any of the DC stuff I've been able to watch for several months. And I finally broke down because it was I wanted to rewatch some of the Dark Knight stuff and even Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And so just recently I repicked up Max. So I should be able to watch Flash pretty soon. Let's see. I took notes. Joe, with respect to Borderlands, I'm very much looking forward to watching that movie. It may not be very good. Who cares? I have played, there's mainly Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, Borderlands 3. I've played and finished all three of those. There are other minor games. There's a pre-sequel game, and then there's Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which is Borderlands kind of sort of mixed with Dungeons and Dragons. It's weird, but I played all of them. I didn't finish the pre-sequel, but I finished everything else. I love Borderlands. In fact, Grace loves Borderlands. We play, because Borderlands is one of those games that if you have it on a console, you can play it split screen. So one of you has half the screen, the other has half the screen. And we play sometimes, and yes, it is, it's not really bloody. I mean, stuff gets killed a lot. And there's minor amounts of something splattering to the ground occasionally, but a lot of times it's money. So hey, just run up and get that. But I don't consider it, I mean, everything on there is fantasy slash science fiction. We're not like running around like hunting humans in schools or something like that. And we're like on this fantastical world where we're doing fantastical things. And so I don't think it's very that big a deal. And if you'll explain it. We if not for the fact that the movie was R, we would consider taking a 7-year-old to it because she would probably like it because she loves, for example, Claptrap. That's the robot that Jack Black is voicing. She loves that robot. I mean, she has me run around in various places in the worlds where she wants to see things that she's seen before. And I've played it so many hours that, that I know where everything is. I mean, it's a absolute classic looter shooter, as they say. It's not on rails at all. It's not like you were talking about. I mean, I like story-based games, but I really kind of more like even if it's story-based, if it's open world where you can just run around and do whatever you want, you're not stuck on rails kind of moving from one spot to the next spot constantly, and having those intermittent cutscenes that tell you the story. I much prefer a much wider, where you can do what you want. You can eventually, win the game, as it were, finish the quest, the overarching quest. But in the meantime, you could kill so many things. Or you can go in some games, you can go and learn how to make this many potions, or pick this many, herbs and whatever that you can use for various things. I love that kind of stuff. I love crafting games. I love open world games. Borderlands is not really a crafting game, but it is a fun freaking game. It's just, you kill stuff and they drop guns, and you compare that gun to the gun you already have, and you got four different, once you're at level, you got four different guns you can swap in at any time. So, you have a rocket launcher on one spot, and you got a machine gun on one spot, and then you've got like a super accurate, like assassin gun on another spot. It's like, it's a good time. Borderlands is fun, and I am looking forward to watching the movie. So we're already at 10 minutes. So hopefully, and I've got a good feeling about it, hopefully I'm back in the groove. Maybe tomorrow I'll go, because for the most part, I was going to say all the stuff I skipped, I'm just going to skip. But it's a little stuff that was going on in the past week that might be worth talking about tomorrow, and I'll do it tomorrow and stick it up, because tomorrow's family and friends. Well, it depends. I probably will do that. At the worst possibility, it's possible I would do two episodes tomorrow, not because I was trying to do two episodes, but tomorrow's family and friends, and Grace is probably spending the night tomorrow, and I know she wants to be on the podcast because she loves listening to the ones that she was on before. So we'll see. Might do two. You never know. Anyway, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. I'm at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy. That's KKENNEDY at kenzoid.com. And you can find me on. You can find me at Kenzoid, usually on most of the social stuff. So, well, that's all for now, and I'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye.